Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And we've been in this series called Alive, talking about this reality that Jesus makes us new. And this past week when we were in Ephesians 2, we talked about how we kind of moved from the idea that God reconciles us personally to himself, but that then means that we are reconciled relationally to each other. And we talked about how the verses there in Ephesians 2, 10 through 14, talk about how sin builds walls of separation between us. And there was this Jew-Gentile conflict in Paul's day that he spoke to specifically and really used the idea of the temple, about how there were separate groups of people in the temple. Men were separated in one court and Gentiles were separated into another court. And really, I think the idea that Paul points to there is that sin tends to build walls of separation. That built into the fabric of the temple was this idea that we were going to see that sin builds walls of separation. So it's kind of like whenever you go to an Ohio State football game, if you've been to one, you know, some people sit in A deck, some people sit in B deck, and then I sit in C deck with everybody else. And so in the temple, it was that way. There was discrimination or there was segregation. But Paul comes along then and says, but listen, but you are citizens of heaven, which just means, you know, your primary citizenship then is not earthly. So my primary identity then is not as an American or as a man or as a Caucasian, or my primary identity is a Christian. Now, I don't lose my ethnic background. I don't lose my gender. I don't lose the status of the country that I live in that. It just means that those things are secondary, in that my heavenly citizenship is primary. And the reason for that is that Jesus is our peace. So when Jesus reconciles us to God out of our dead in trespasses and sin kind of state that we talked about last week, then what he does is he reconciles us to one another and he makes us part of this new citizenship in heaven. And so Jesus, we said, Jesus brings people together, that sin divides us, but Jesus brings people together. And we just talked about how that should be reflected in the way that our church does ministry. And we talked about some of our partnerships, like our partnership with James Roberson in Brooklyn. He's planting a church there, and we've been partnered with him for the last few years. Predominantly African-American church there in Brooklyn. James is doing an incredible job. We talked about Isaac and Hannah Sir, who are planting a primarily Korean church here in the city of Columbus, Chroma Church. If you remember, Isaac and Hannah were baptized at Lewis Center back in the fall, whenever we did the big service underneath the tent, whenever we kicked off the building project. We talked about Hector and Marisol Fernandez, who are trying to reach first-generation Latinos in our city as well. That this Revelation 7 reality, where every tribe, nation, and tongue gathered around the throne of God should be seen in our lives now. And so the way that Paul describes that is with three metaphors. He gives us three new metaphors. The first thing he says is that we are a new nation. I already referenced that, you know, talking about our new identity. But the second one is a little bit different. He says that we are a new family. You know, one of the things that makes the New Testament unique is that when you become a Christian, all of a sudden you become family. You know, the word disciple, we use that a lot. It should be disciples. But actually, you know what, disciple in the New Testament, it's not used after the book of Acts. After the book of Acts, they are brother and sister. And we talked about how their tendency was, you know, to greet one another with a holy kiss. And if you could imagine trying to do that in this COVID reality, what a nightmare that would be. Certainly that was cultural for them. But Paul said, you know, we're like family with one another. And then the third one that he says is we are a new wall. He says we're built up into a new foundation that came from the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus himself is the cornerstone, the whole structure being built up. And so what that means is if you're not there, you're missed. And we talked about how everybody is essential. Number one, every life is important to God because we're all created in his image and we're all equally important to God. But then secondly, if your brick is not where it's supposed to be in this wall, you're missed. So we need you, and we need you prayerfully serving, giving your energy, your passion, your using your spiritual gifts that God has given you. And so I would encourage you to serve. I share the story that a few years ago, I went to visit a family in the hospital. Their child was having surgery, and I got there about 9 a.m. And they had actually, the doctors had called them in early. And so they had gotten there pretty early that morning. And they're like, oh, you know, glad to have you here. And they're like, our life group leader got here at 5:45 this morning. And I remember thinking, you know, I love it that our church is a place where people care about one another enough to go over and above to say that, man, I care for you, not just like me when it's easy at 9 a.m., but I care for you at 5:45 whenever you get to the hospital. That's what that life group leader was saying. So I think that it's just important for us to remember, you know, as we kind of wrapped on that verse last week, we'll kind of wrap on that verse this week, that we are Christ's workmanship. That word is the poema. It means masterpiece. It's the one-of-a-kind masterpiece. Your life, you matter to God. You're created in His image, and that means that you are necessary in kingdom work. So I'm going to pray for us as we start our week, and I'm going to pray that we will be reminded of those truths. God, I do pray that you would help us to know that we are your workmanship formed in Christ Jesus to do good works. That, God, there's something unique about us that you have us to do as service in the kingdom. And Father, I pray that everyone who's listening this morning will sense that, know that. You'll remind them of that this week, that they are loved, called, gifted, have been adopted as sons and daughters of yours. All right, I want you to take the opportunity now to pray. Well, once again, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast. I hope you had a great weekend or looking forward to a great week of serving Christ, loving Him. Hope to see you tomorrow.